little asthma. It's normal in Auckland.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95BFM.
Mōrena, Celine. How are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm not too bad, actually. It's sunny, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's nice outside. It's looking pretty all good in Tāmaki Makaurau. You know what is not all good in Tāmaki Makaurau, though, Celine? The housing.
That's very true, yeah.
We have got some quite cooked texts from the listeners, as they tend to be. We've had one that's literally just come through, so we'll start with that. Someone said, hi, Celine, we've been living in a flat for 6 months and still waiting for a contract to sign from the landlord. They are required to organise a healthy homes inspection and install a heat pump before we can sign the agreement, but they're really dragging their feet. We've asked about 4 times for a tenancy agreement, but still nothing yet. We don't want to anger the landlord by pressuring them in case we get kicked out. We moved in at the beginning of June this year. How can we approach this issue while keeping our relationship with the landlords intact? Thank you. That sounds full noise.
Yeah, that really does. I'm sorry about that. And I can kind of imagine all the excuses that are going on with all the level lockdowns and everything going on. But you really need to have a tenancy agreement. Because if you don't, they can basically, well, you know, you can be liable. You just don't, you haven't agreed to anything. But in a sense, then you also haven't signed, so they probably can't hold you liable for certain things either. But I would say you really need to get some kind of specific advice about your scenario and the legalities of it and the best way forward. So I would really be trying to get in contact with the Tenants Protection Association in Auckland and get some kind of, explain your whole situation to them, and then they will have experience with how that works, because and the best mechanisms to follow. There's also Community Law Centre has advocates and legal specialists that can help you for free as well. They also have good resources online, so I feel like it's kind of too much to go into now, but you really want to get some support there because you need to have that basically signed off, so you know what you're supposed to be getting for the money you're paying them. You know
exactly.
You need your legal document to support you as well, and you need to know what that is, so they don't suddenly surprise you with something
totally
that you didn't anticipate. Also, basically, from July of this year, the Healthy Homes was meant to be in force already. So you should already have that heat pump, and they should have already changed the standards of the home. So I would really get some, I'd have a little dig online. You can look at tenancy services, all about the standards and things like that. But I would mainly be getting help to get that tenancy agreement, and if not, finding a way to remedy that with their support. Yeah,
totally. I have had a similar situation, not quite as full noise as this, but I think there is a little bit of, like, if you are living in a situation and you have been paying rent and there's sort of like you haven't signed anything, there is like a sort of established de facto contract. I don't know the details specifically, but you'll be very sort of basically covered by the fact that you're already living in this situation. But as you say, Celine, you want to get all of that in writing. You want it all, you know, laid out so that you both know, you and the landlord both know what's going on, and you actually have something that you can come back to as the rules you have set out for that agreement there. So get onto that one ASAP.
Totally. The resources, the Residential Tenancies Act should probably, all of that should apply anyway, as you say.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like they're already not kind of following the responsibilities that they should be.
Yeah.
So you probably have, I'm sure you have quite a good position legally, but you just want to get an expert to help you out with that, I would say.
Six months is a long time. I hope that you can get it resolved soon. What else have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, can I get a rent discount because the electrician the landlord uses did work at my house and didn't tidy up, and I got a wire stuck in my foot and then had to go to the doctor to pay to get it out.
Oh my God.
That's awful.
That is awful.
And also just it being stuck in your foot until you got to the doctor, that I can't imagine.
Sorry for the body horror, everybody.
Firstly, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's horrendous. And I also, it's interesting how it's like the electrician the landlord uses, because they do tend to have kind of favourites or friends or something. So, okay, the trouble here is the only thing I can really kind of find It seems like it shouldn't have happened. So I would say you should totally follow this up because that seems ridiculous.
Mm.
And someone should be able to at least refund you for your doctor's visits.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of depends whether that is the electrician themselves or the landlord or who is the liable party. So it's a little bit, I'm not quite sure about that. There's a little bit of writing in the Act about if landlords damage belongings, but nothing about if they or someone kind of contracted under their control, like the electrician, yeah. Damages the tenant, I guess, by mistake. So what they say about belongings is, like, the tenant can ask the landlord to repair the goods or to pay the cost of replacement, etc., because they are the ones that hired the electrician to do the work, so they do have liability there.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of that tricky thing of, I would probably, again, talk to Tenants Protection in case there's someone that has experienced a similar thing before and they have kind of the best guidance for how you kind of broach this with the landlord, because it is a slightly tricky one to be like, oh, they were messy and then this happened. So
yeah,
I might get a little bit of support there, mm-hmm. but that shouldn't be happening. And hopefully as well, then maybe they would get a different electrician in the future as well. But
one that doesn't leave the wires out.
Oh.
Wires out of the wall as well. It just doesn't seem like good practice.
No.
Oh dear.
So I would say you should absolutely follow up with that. But yeah. I've never heard of quite a thing before, so I can't give you direct advice as to the best way to approach it.
If you are listening to this right now and we're talking about the Tenants Protection Association, we're talking about Aratohu and a whole bunch of other resources, we'll link these all on the podcast after the show so you can get a nice, easy access to that further information there as well, so you don't have to write frantic notes. We have got one from someone who said, I don't know how to word this as a question, but we have construction going on in our backyard and front yard right now, but we weren't told about it. Like, it's water care stuff that needs to be done, but it would have been nice to know, lol. I guess my question is, should I have been told, and what could I do about it now?
That's also terrible with working at home at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
As I can imagine, you probably are. Again, I think the most important thing about this is in the within the Residential Tenancies Act, there's stuff about kind of quiet enjoyment. So tenants are paying for quiet enjoyment of their property, and that's about peace, comfort, privacy. So the landlord really, they can't, you know, burst onto the property all the time or come into your front yard and play, you know, play music loudly. Or so if it's directly them, it's a little bit easier to sort.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what's disrupting your quiet enjoyment. But when it's kind of not associated with them, it becomes a little bit harder.
Mm.
But they do have a job to ensure that that's kind of happening to the best of their ability. So if something like that was happening, you would think that either the house where you are would get notice. So if it was happening around your neighbourhood, you should get written notice if it's council works or something. And if you haven't been told, then the owner of the property should hopefully have been told. If they had known about it, they should have let you know and had some kind of warning going on. But they could also kind of claim ignorance or not have known. So you could talk to them about a kind of a short-term rent reduction, about the amount of time that the work's going on, because you can do that for a specified period or until the end of an event or something. So that could be a conversation. But I would just try and find out what's actually going on and how long it's going to take.
Totally.
And find out kind of who's in charge of the work that's going on, what the extent of it will be, and then with that knowledge, talk to your landlord, see what they know about it, and see what you can do there. But it is a slightly tricky situation. You can also, as it's happening, I would just take a record of all the disruption that's going on, kind of the times of day or whatever, so you have that kind of in your back pocket as a record of the disruption you dealt with, and then that will help you as you go forward with that as well.
Our very last question that we've got here is actually in a similar vein. What is what's our last one here, Zoe?
Yeah, this person says, we just signed a new contract for my flat with an increased rent. The neighbours have just started building a house on their property, which is loud AF. We're all still working from home and probably will be even under traffic lights. Do we have grounds to renegotiate our rent down to the original price?
Okay, yeah, it is very much in a similar vein, which is tricky. I found working at home on level four really nice and quiet, and then as the construction started again everywhere, I remembered why I can't work from home.
It's quite nice to have an office, yeah.
So I really feel for you. That is, you can't get away from it. But again, it's kind of that same thing where there's quite a lot written on these kind of advocacy services online that Rachel mentioned that will be linked. So you can look up there for quite a lot about disruptions of quiet enjoyment. And so, for example, if your landlord has other tenants in the street that are being noisy, or it's kind of within their control or their remit that they own the house next door as well and the construction's going on, then it's a lot simpler as to how you proceed with that. And that would probably be an easy way to try and get a rent reduction. But if it's your neighbours that own the property clearly, or it's not tenants doing a large amount of construction, it will be the owners. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit trickier for you in terms of what your landlord's responsibility is, but they do still have that responsibility for quiet enjoyment. And I would say under COVID as well, if you're mandated to be working from home, that helps you a little bit as well, because you're there all day long and you don't really have an option. So I would probably, again, just try and talk to someone at Tenants Protection Association in case this has been something that's come up before, and kind of get all your evidence in place, and then talk to your landlord about what your options are. And that might involve them talking to those neighbours as well, or you could talk to the neighbours. There's a good section, actually, online. There's a few about quiet enjoyment. So on tenancy services, there's a whole segment about quiet enjoyment and if it's breached, what you can do.
Yeah.
And they're also kind of recommending that getting your landlord to talk to the neighbours sometimes isn't the best option either. It might be better that you have a personal relationship with them, mm-hmm. and you talk to them about maybe if they're playing a radio really loudly as well near someone's room, maybe that's something you could maybe mediate how the noise is affecting everybody. But I would try a bunch of things, and I would try and get a rent reduction if you can or something. It's just kind of framing it in a way, depending on your relationship with your landlord, that makes them feel like liable in some way for that.
Nice.
So it's a slightly tricky one, but there is grounds under the quiet enjoyment that they should be making an effort to do something, especially if you're stuck at home.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you, Celine. Yeah. Some excellent advice,
no problem.
As always. We will be sticking all the links to those various resources in the podcast after the show so people can go and do a bit of reading and arm themselves with some knowledge there. Have a lovely rest of your Monday, Celine, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Ka kite.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.